how we get along with each other. It's just amazing. You'll definitely enjoy it.
And the show opens on July 28th at 7 o'clock, and the 29th and 30th shows at 2 and 7 at the new Hazelwood Theater, a nice, intimate production. And would you like to add something about just the play? It just sounds like entertaining, but also thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. I was very excited to learn about The Descendants finally, because I've always grown up with Disney all my life, and I think there's never a limit how far you can go with telling the story about Disney, and so I'm really excited that The Descendants came out as a piece, as a story. And I can't imagine it better seeing than these three plus Antonio playing as like these characters, embodying these characters out of these iconic Disney characters. One of my favorites too, villains if at that.
I do want to say, like, this is such a nice send off because this is me and Bailey's last show as high school students at ATC. Mm.
Yeah. But you'll be alumni.
Yeah, we'll be alumni. Oh, we'll come back.
And, I hope you get it. That's the thing I've always loved about the theater company. It's very welcoming, and it must be a great send-off.
It's also beautiful seeing how fast and well-ly grown you guys are now. I remember them joining, and I remember Bailey Whaley and Ayana Bana. Yeah. It's awesome seeing you guys like really flourish right now. So it's great.
Well, you brought up something that I wanted to try to talk about a little bit. Alumni Theater Company is not just another theater company. It's pretty special in its mission and the way things are carried out. And can you talk about that a little bit just so people understand what happens?
So I like to say, like, musical theater, the musical theater industry in Pittsburgh is small, but I feel like ATC is more than just a musical theater company. Like, it started off as, like, I would say, like, a creative company for inner city students to let themselves be free and express themselves on paper and write it down and perform it and show the community what they're missing out on within the inner city students' thoughts and things like that. They have such amazing voices to expose and share. And so I feel like that's one of the biggest differences from running into other musical theater companies around Pittsburgh is that these students these kids, we're not afraid of like telling our side of our stories. And this is, in a way, you guys are putting y'all's point of view as you guys, as Black inner city students, into these characters. And it's really, really cool. And like, I can't imagine anybody else doing it. Like, really, I'd rather see this version.
If I can be super direct, too, the diversity within a Black cast is still huge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that the range of skills and talent and the attitudes that are presented, that's one thing I like.
And a lot of people aren't really... I feel like some folks aren't on board with telling that kind of story, aren't on board with like exposing what could be and what should be, honestly, especially hearing our point of view. And I feel like that's really like taking a huge toll with ATC, especially when we did American Idiot. Like, no one ever imagined seeing that. And I think we're forcing people to see us in that way.
Theater should challenge.
That's the job. That's the job.
Yeah. Ayana, Catherine, anything to add?
Yeah, I wanted to add on because this is a Disney show, and usually you're not used to seeing urban Black faces in Disney, especially young urban Black faces. So I think this is a great opportunity for kids who were like us at one point in time to see themselves in a different light, because Disney can be Black too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think it's great that we're in a generation where it's finally starting to become more accepted. And even if it's not Alumni Theater Company, is pushing that narrative forward.
And that's so needed. It's so needed.
And then with us having our own different backgrounds and putting those into these characters, like, you can see any one of us could be someone in the audience.
And that's, like, a struggle within, I just think, in the theater industry in America overall. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're doing such a huge job at doing that part. Like, it's tough. It's very brave of us to do. And people will always have their opinions and things like that. But, like, it's like, so what? It's like,
we're
really,
here.
Really
and
great.
They're not going to be disappointed. The show is amazing.
No, they're
it's
not.
It's going to be
never
a showstopper.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like this is just so important, especially for just the young generation to see this. Like Kat was saying, especially like for young Black kids to see this, that they can do this or like they can imagine themselves doing this. Like I said, it's very important, and I think kids definitely do need to see this.
There might be some adults or students listening now that would love to get involved with Alumni Theater Company. What's the best way to do that?
We have seasonal auditions, for sure. Would anybody like to take away on the yearly process?
There's usually an audition process near the springtime, like rolling into the summer, where young artists from 6th grade to 12th grade who are able to audition. Yeah.
And we also have a professional ensemble as well. Applications, I believe, are almost done. The deadline is on the 22nd or the 24th. But if you're interested in joining the professional ensemble like me, then definitely there's availability for that as well.
Let me suggest Alumni Theater, spelled the way theater usually is spelled. Alumni Theater Company .org is how you can find more information, and we've linked to their website from our website as well. Our time's just about up. I'm really, I can't tell you how happy I am that you were able, I mentioned off the air to these four. I know they're in the midst of rehearsals now. The show begins in 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks. Anything else anybody would like to say?
I would also like to mention our new members are also part of a show tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Oh.
$18 for adults and $12 for seniors and students. We have an ATC 2023 promo code if you order online, friends and family discount. And yeah, I choreographed it and Miss Bridget directed it. Maya Fuller assisted directed it. Holly Donner directed it.
Is this in your feelings?
Yes.
If you go to that website, it's right on the front page, alumnitheatercompany.org.
Amazing show.
Well, I hope you'll consider seeing that. I hope you all will come back and keep visiting with us, even though you'll be gone in the fall. Come back anyway.
Yes, of course.
We're always happy to have you here. Thank you. Anybody else want to get anything in?
I just want to say one thing this show has taught me, if any, is to always be authentically you and always bathe in your uniqueness, if that makes sense. Just don't be afraid to be who you are in the fullest and show it, because little do you know, people will love the real you always.
Nobody's going to top that. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. AlumniTheaterCompany.org. Look for Disney's Descendants. Look for In Your Feelings. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Alumni Theater Company. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
My old man was born on the north side. Lived in Northside all his life. He took the Pirates for his ball team, took my mother for his wife.
My old man, he raised 6 children. He raised them right and he raised them well. My old man went to Mass on Sunday, but Saturday night he sure raised hell. And he said, son, remember, always do the best you can. This world's just not the same without my old man. My old man, he fought in Korea. My old man, he came back home. My old man, he stood for something, though lots of times he stood alone. My old man, he worked the ovens. My old man was a man of steel. Let you know just what he thought. Let you know just what was real. And he said, son, remember, always do the best you can. This world's just not the same without my old man. In 79, the pirates took the series. They tore down his old mill to build a home. Now we're eating fish right out of the river. This ain't the town, my old man knew it all. My old man would stomp and shout. You know he ate and he drank and he laughed too much. Till one day his old heart gave out. My old man lies on the hillside, high above the river mill. He tore the heart right out of Pittsburgh. My old man, I hear him still. When I say, son, remember, always do the best you can. Let's go and catch a game. Life seems so damn tame. This world's just not the same without my old man.
John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for your kind words this morning. We still have a lot more to come this morning. Alan, we're going to get him set up to perform some live music in the studio. I see a parlor guitar making its way. I think a parlor guitar making its way our way, and we'll get him set up and ready to go shortly.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Alan Jetto is going to be joining us with some music. We'll catch up a little bit. We're getting him set to go. We'll probably have another song, and then we'll talk with him Some quick notes. We're proud to partner with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place as we present the 2023 Solar Concert Series. Thursday afternoons at 12:15 in July and August, you can stop by for free weekly concerts featuring SLB-curated musicians performing on our solar-powered outdoor stage. This Thursday, July 20th, it's Kelsey Robinson and Coulter Harper at Nova Place. The whole schedule is at slbradio.org. And one other quick note. If you're a teen or if you've got some teens in your life, our Youth Media Center is full of activities, whether it be documentary making, creating commentaries, recording music, or just hanging out. There are tons of programs to get involved with, and they're all free, and they're all listed at tinyurl.com/YMCEvents. tinyurl.com/YMCEvents. Momentarily, we are going to be welcoming Alan Jetto, a song from the Blue Sky Boys coming up, and then we should be ready to go. Thanks for being with us here on the Saturday Light Brigade.
Let me be your solid dog, ground me your man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Solid dog, let me be your solid dog. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Sitting on a log, big old trigger, on a hog, and let me be your salty dog. Pull that trigger and the gun let go, shot him wild in Mexico, and let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all, and let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, salty dog, let me be your little salty dog. And let me be your solid dog.
There you've got the blue sky, boys. Which, oddly enough and coincidentally, is a favorite of Alan Jetta's, who's not the song necessarily, but the band. And Alan's going to play for us in just a moment. Thank you for being with us. Hello to Charlie. I got your message. I can't respond to them since you're sending them without a response method, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting them and reading them. And you always can reach us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, or go to slbradio.org/radio and use instant input. Joining us now, we have a singer and songwriter. He's likely going to do some whistling for us. He's got this really nice looking parlor guitar. I'm going to ask him about, you don't see those very often. We'll talk about a new EP that's coming out as well. But first, we're going to let him kick off with a song as an introduction. Here is Alan Jetta.
Problems of the world can still be felt in paradise. The pine boughs feel heavy with snow, even though it's summertime. The branches hanging down like eyelids under coins. The needles ain't fit to stab in when they can't see the point. Thank you. hanging round like nothing's going on. The crows are crying loud, 'cause I bet they feel it strong. No one is wholly free, even flying on the breeze. Pushed and pulled around like the branches in the tree. It's a wonder they fly at all, or that the trees are still standing tall. Just to touch the sky must be worth the fall. The only thing to do is to reach up to the skies. The problems of the world can still be felt in paradise.
That is Alan Jeddo. And tell me a bit about that song.
That's the first song off my new EP. The EP is called Songs from a Farmhouse. That song is called Problems of the World. I wrote it two or so years ago now, maybe a little more, just in the throes of the pandemic, you know. I was living out in Ligonier, and feeling it all, feeling it strong. So,
but that must be, I was going to ask you, songs from, is it the farmhouse or songs from a farmhouse?
That's right.
And is that the farmhouse is the Ligonier farmhouse,
that's right.
I guess?
That's right.
And,
I moved there in 2017 and was living in an old farmhouse. It was the house on a dairy farm out in Ligonier.
And did you move from Pittsburgh or from the city?
I was living in Brooklyn, New York before that.
Okay, that's even a bigger transition.
Oh, yeah.
So what prompted you to do that?
I moved there to help my family build a house, actually right down the road from the farmhouse. I moved there in 2017 to do that and to release an album. I released an LP called Versus in 2017. So I was trying to save money to do that, go on a little tour, and help my family out.
Are you still living in Ligonier?
No, I moved to Pittsburgh two years ago.
I was wondering what that bucolic lifestyle, if that's something that
it's
stands
bucolic.
The test of time or not.
It's perfect. I love it. It just, it's everything I want for when I'm 65. But... you know, right now, got to get out to where music is and everything, you know?
I understand. It's a beautiful area. And speaking of beautiful, this guitar that you have, and I'm sure you've heard this before, people don't see parlor. I think it's a parlor, right?
It is, yeah.
They don't see parlor guitars very often. So picture, this guitar's the width of the body is only about 12 to 16 inches, and the length of the body maybe 2 feet. It almost looks like a half size of a regular guitar.
Yeah.
The tone is beautiful. This one looks like it's kind of got a bit of a history to it.
Definitely.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I could talk about this for the whole hour, but this is from the 1920s. I got it... Yeah, during the pandemic, I found it online. I've always wanted a parlor guitar, and I got it for a pretty good price, but it needed a lot of work. it had a baseball bat like neck that I actually myself reshaped. But that was the only thing I did on this. My friend Joe Golden of Westmoreland String Workshop in Ligonier, he actually, he like hot rodded this is the easy way to say it. He made all the bracing on the inside a new modern style. He put a truss rod in, which supports the neck, which old guitar, really old guitars didn't have. So now it's got the best of the old and the new.
What's the, well, a couple questions. What are the strings? They look like they're steel.
They're steel, yeah.
And the headstock is really unusual.
Yeah.
Is that original or?
Yeah, yeah. This is called a slotted headstock just because it's open. You at first glance might think this is a classical guitar. That's
sure.
The earlier, you know, style. But yeah, this is a Regal. So the brand is Regal, which made, you know, affordable guitars back in the day, but they used beautiful wood. Like, this is, you know, real spruce and mahogany from way back when. So.
It's a great instrument, and it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
As you listen to the next song that Alan's about to do, imagine that guitar as you listen. What would you like to do next?
This one is, I think it's going to tie in well to that old kind of music. So it's called Baby Be My Baby. Okay.
Once again, Alan Jetto.
You maybe say please that you'll be my baby, won't you, honey dear? Darling, can't you see I'm falling? Can't you hear me calling, calling out for you? 'Cause all I wanna do is sing my songs for you. So honey, though it may sound funny, we don't need no money, but what I wanna do, 'cause all I wanna do is sing my songs for you. So baby, won't you maybe say please that you'll be my baby, won't you, honey dear? Darling, can't you see I'm falling? Can't you hear me calling, calling out for you? 'Cause all I wanna do is sing my songs for you. 'Cause all I wanna do my songs for you.
Alan Jetta, what a nice song. I liked that song because it sounded classic, yet is your own. It almost has a little Hank Williams sound to it, and sentiment, but it's clearly an original song too. You must be excited about the EP. Is it officially out?
It is.
And how can I know it's at all the usual electronic music distribution places. We linked to your website, thinking folks can learn about it there. Mm-hmm. What's as the artist? What's the best location for people to go to if they want to listen to it and consider purchasing it?
So Spotify is you know just the go-to, but I believe it's up on Bandcamp right now. I gotta check that if you know people are into buying and downloading the music. That is you know the best way to support the artist. I will just be frank about that. But
no, it's good to be frank about it. Yeah. Did you make physical copies as well?
I didn't. Not for this one. I am considering it, but it's just, you know, the way I listen to music, it affects what I do. So I'm just, you know, I listen to Spotify or Tidal. Tidal is great because it does pay out the artist a little more.
Tidal's new to me. It's T-I-D-A-L.
Like a tidal wave. Yeah. Jay-Z started it years ago, and they have True Hi-Fi.
I remember
like an ad now.
No. I won't let you do that. Don't worry is what I meant. Not I've got to stop.
Well, and the point is, it's everywhere. Any streaming platform that you use, you can find it on.
Yeah, Neil Young for a while was mm-hmm. trying to come up with a high fidelity streaming or digital music. It's fascinating. To me, at least the whole history of how music became digitized and the methods that ended up becoming the standards.
It is kind of strange. I still consider myself more an analog person, but I think just the nature of, you know, especially now to promote your music and everything, you've got to be on social media and... you know, you've got to have an online presence. So it's just like you learn to love it.
Yeah, well, you learn to evolve a little bit. But I think you can still be an analog person in mm-hmm. a digital world.
Yeah.
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Katie Kears is engineering today, and we appreciate her work this morning. Got a full house today. Tach Roski is here. Ricky is here, of course. Alexa Bosick is. Who are we missing? Alexa Bosick is here. Did I miss anybody? I did that. Ty, Ricky, Alexa, taking a roll here. Oh, Alan, of course, too. And me. This is Larry. Are you playing out anywhere soon?
I am. I'm playing on the 28th at the Government Center.
Excellent. Have you played there before?
I've never played at the Government Center. No.
I haven't been there yet, I'm embarrassed to say. But the Government Center looks to me like he's done a great job with that place.
Yes.
You know, I first knew it as a record store, and I've sent some people there who have come back and said, this looks like a great store, or it is a great store. And then I know he being the owner, his name escapes me right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's set up a venue. There's ways, you know, you can grab some food and drink there too. So that ought to be a great place. It's right on the north side in the neighborhood of Allegheny East. Allegheny.
That sounds about right.
And so what date are you there?
I think that's a Friday. It's the 28th. Sure. Yeah.
So look for Alan there. 21. I can tell you that it's a Friday.
Yeah.
had to do my day math in my head.
Some other good bands on there too. Common Loon being one of them, Horace Whisper, and then an out-of-town band who sound great. I might be solo with my electric guitar. I also, the other alternative is I might play as a trio with a friend on clarinet and a friend on violin, which is
nice.
A great trio.
Yeah, you on acoustic?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I might be on electric then. I need to figure that out. But I like to kind of see how I'm feeling week of, you know.
So did you grow up in Westmoreland County? Or
I grew up mostly in New Hampshire.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then what brought you to Brooklyn?
I always wanted to live in New York. You know, my cousin lived there and went to NYU, and I would go and visit as a teenager and just knew that I wanted to live there at some point. And the opportunity presented itself to me.
How long did you stay there?
2.5 years.
And were you itching to get out, or was it more your parents needed you and you wanted to help with the house?
It just made perfect sense for me to get out at the time. I definitely wasn't. I thought I would be moving back in 3 months. I remember having that timeline in mind. And then once I got out, though, I realized that, you know, I was able to slow down internally, and I was in Ligonier. I've grown up like going there for family vacations, because my dad's from this area and his grandfather built a cabin there, so I was always going there, and I just love Ligonier, so it made moving back to New York hard.
I'll bet the speed. The notion of leaving Brooklyn and going to Ligonier, I mean, that's like several orders of magnitude.
It's culture shock. It's an absolute, like, it's reverse culture shock or one of those.
Yeah. Well, just the pace, too. I mean, there's you know, Ligonier is a great art scene, and I know you don't mean it to say, like, the void of culture, but, like, culture shock to your whole – of course, it's different. But just the whole pace and way of life has got to be
– it's like being in a high gear, you know, and downshifting several gears. And, you feel the RPMs of this metaphor just go through the roof. That's exactly what it felt like. Yeah.
Do you get back there much? New York.
New York.
New York, yeah.
You know, I haven't been in a while, but I do plan to go in the next few months. I want to book a show or two there before I go. I still miss it and think about it a lot, and I have a lot of friends there. But, you know, Ligonier and now Pittsburgh have felt like home for sure.
Alan Jetto is who you are listening to, G-E-T-T-O, and we've linked to his website so you can learn more about his music, or you can simply Google that name and learn more about him that way. A brand new album called Songs from a Farmhouse that you can look for. The EP is out now. What would you like to do next?
This one is actually, you're going to hear a reference to Ligonier, Route 30. This one's called Ain't It Strange. It's also from my new EP.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A shout out to the Lincoln Highway. Here's Alan Jetto.
And a shout out to your Hank Williams compliment. This one is partly inspired by him. Here we go. The clouds are quiet as the shooting stars. The cars on 30 pass by. And as I wonder where you are, I don't dare to wonder why. There ain't no home on the range. The deer running round with mange, ain't it strange?
If you ever feel stuck in place, you ought to watch some water flow. In the mirror you see a changing face, someone you're not sure you know. There ain't no home on the range, people running round insane. Ain't it strange? Purple night and the glittering stars, the twinkling headlights on the passing cars, the broken mirror in the flowing stream make it all feel like a dream. There ain't no home on the range, the stars are falling down like rain. Ain't it strange?
Alan Jetta, that song, listening to it prompted me to think about what I haven't had a chance to hear the EP. Are they mostly acoustic, sort of Spartan arrangements?
Yes.
Given the title songs from a farmhouse, I kind of assume that's the case.
It's definitely a mix. I would say they're... You know, I call it indie folk, just a quick categorization of it. But, yeah, so it's mostly acoustic instrumentation. We do blend some newer instruments like synth even. You know, I love to blend those two elements, the old folky stuff and the new textural stuff. But we do have... On that song, actually, we even have hammered dulcimer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Doing some really cool...
Did you play it, or...?
No, I didn't. A buddy... So we recorded the vast majority of the record in that farmhouse. I wrote all those songs while living there, and then we recorded in the same house.
Nice.
We did go down, because I asked my buddy, Zach Carden... Southern Pine Music, to produce it, and he lives in Asheville. So I went down to finish it up there, and a buddy of his played the hammered dulcimer on it.
Nice. And Nashville, not... or
Asheville.
Okay, I thought...
In Asheville, yeah.
No, that's a tough one. And yeah, actually, I thought you said Asheville, and I wanted to be sure, although I said the other city... but Asheville, I would imagine there are a few good hammered dulcimer players in Asheville.
Yeah, he's an awesome person and artist, the guy who had it, Dexter Webb. And yeah, we went to record in his space, and he just has a lot of these cool, unique instruments. He had a real Fender Rhodes, too, which we used on some of the songs. Some other, like, cool percussive instruments. So it's Spartan, but my buddy's skill, who produced it, is just, like, the sound design, the soundscape, I love to say, because it really, you know, the textural elements are there, and that was something that was new for me.
Yeah, there's a lot to consider, and... I'm always curious about those things. You have to make a lot of choices, mm-hmm. and I know you're pretty versatile in terms of, I hate to classify music, but I'm sure you can play in a lot of different styles and genres.
I appreciate that, first of all. It makes it hard. It makes it hard to know, like, this is one element of what I do. This is really the core of my playing. But I do love to play electric guitar and to get loud and play some, you know, like even garage rock or something. But it's hard to, you know, at the Government Center show, I want to make it easy, but I want to play both my electric and acoustic and kind of like, it's hard to know how to bring it all together, you know?
I think people are perhaps more willing to listen to those kinds of ranges than at one point. It might be the way we sample music these days. Or hopefully, I mean, I could listen to a pretty wide range of things. I think actually people presenting and delivering music to audiences often underestimate the willingness of an audience or the acceptance to hear lots of different mm-hmm. styles of music.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I've done it before too, and I feel like I've done it successfully. But it's like not only the logistics of it, you know.
Oh, yeah, got to bring an amp, got to bring this guitar, got to bring this guitar, got to bring this instrument. Yeah.
And, you know, if you're, like, playing on a bill, you're trying to switch bands quickly and trying to make the sound person's life easy. And just, you know, you don't want to be switching back and forth all the time. But, yeah, it's just also it's easier to kind of fit into, I don't know, to package everything if it's all cohesive. But not being cohesive is wonderful too. It's just got to figure out how to do it, you know, in a way that makes sense.
Well, you don't want to lose the art behind it mm-hmm. too, which I think is a big part of it. And sometimes I think people think the key to success is narrowing what you're doing, but that might not be key to happy success.
I've been feeling that a lot lately. I mean, to be honest, to get on playlists on Spotify and everything nowadays, you know, it's almost better if you are just like a one-trick pony to, you know, get on these mood playlists and whatnot. Just like, you know what they want to hear. It kind of sounds homogenous. I don't want to come from a place of any, you know, bitterness, but, you know, it is just, my one friend and coworker, actually, she has a magnet or something on her fridge that says reject the algorithm. And I think that
I love it.
Yeah. You know, like people curated playlists are better and just not making everything sound the same is important.
Yeah. And you don't want to suck the fun out of it, or the art out of it if you're not careful.
Yeah.
This is Alan Jeddo, who you're listening to. I think we have time for two more songs.
Okay.
If you've got that in you, if you'd like to do them.
Yeah. It depends on the length of the song, I suppose.
We have about 10 minutes of radio time left.
Great.
So what would you like to do next?
I'm going
to
play the last song from my album. Let me think about this. Do I want to play that one first or... Yeah, I'll play Since I'm Here Now, it's called. If I knew then what I now know, I'd never go
down to the world below. If I saw an old man with pain on his face, his knees embraced, I'd never submit to this place. Since I'm here now, it's perfectly clear now.
That is Alan Chetto. Nice song. I like the tone of that song. It's A-L-A-N-G-E-T-T-O. You'll find him through a Google search, or we've linked to his website, and he's able to be found, I think, pretty easily. He will be at the Government Center on, let me see if I can remember, it's the 27th.
28th,
close. Friday the 28th. Look for him there. The Government Center is on the north side. His new EP is called Songs from a Farmhouse. And watch for more gigs coming up, too. There's time for one more if you want to try to sneak it in. Anything else you want to say? It's our last chance to talk for today, at least.
Yeah. Find me on Instagram, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. Alan Jetto. So A-L-A-N-G-E-T-T-O music. So it's at Alan Jetto music on Instagram. That's pretty much the only thing I'm active on. I am on Facebook, but I don't post on there as much. So find me on there for shows and anything else, cat photos. Also would love it if you check out my new EP on Spotify or whatever you listen on.
Sounds good. Look for Alan. What do you want to close up with?
This is an older song called Weak But Strong.
Yeah.
It is on Spotify too, by the way. Thank you.
I'm painfully weak, but I am strong. You gotta be strong to be so weak. For to find the strength to keep moving on when you're so weak, you gotta be strong. My heart's like a scarred old moon. It's full of holes and covered in dust. She was the heat beneath the crust, but all that's gone, and I am too. My heart is like a calloused old crab. It's got claws and it's got legs, and all I would do was crawl along the dregs. She brought me up from the seabed. My heart's like a hot air balloon. It's got a hole between the seams, and the hole is where the heat escapes, and it deflates and it sinks like a stone in a dream. That's why I'm painfully weak, but I am strong. You gotta be strong to be so weak. For to find the strength to keep moving on when you're so weak, you got to be strong. Be strong to be so weak, for to find the strength to keep moving on when you're so weak, you got to be strong.
Alan Jetta, thank you for being with us today, and look for Alan's music wherever you look for music. Thank you also to Soham Dam from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and to all of our guests from Alumni Theater Company, Catherine, Ayana, Bailey, Alexa, previewing Disney's Descendants. We will look for you next week. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thanks to Kitty Kears, too, for her engineering support today.
Bugle call. Thank you very large. You've heard of Larry Berger's show gets your week off to a good start, or a weekend off to a good start. This is the opposite of that. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. This is me whistling, by the way.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 12:03. How are you? It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum laude, the graduate of the Chet McKinsey to Groove for College, Jay Thurber. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Cloudy, muggy, hot. Looking for a high this afternoon near 90 degrees. Right now, outside our studio in downtown McKeesport, we're at 81 with 70% humidity. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 15 minutes.
This is Wonderful Radio 9, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper.